duking down with you in studio this morning. And joining us in studio today, Star Valley High School senior Cooper Lancaster and head coach Matt Shumway from Star Valley Boys Basketball in to recap the season. Guys, really appreciate you coming in. Coach, I got one question for you right out of the gate. Is Dylan's nose still bleeding? Because, I didn't know if it was ever going to stop on that last game of the year.
Yeah, that was a bleeder, wasn't it? He's actually getting it fixed today. So this afternoon, okay. He's finally going to get it taken care of. Yep.
Well, too bad. It looked good on him.
Nice and crooked, for sure.
The interesting thing is, from our vantage point and as broadcasters, obviously, we're a little ways away. And you end up kind of speculating. It's like, well, he got hit in the face or something like this. And then after the game, I was down on the court and I'm like, well, yeah, of course it's broken. And it's just like, just the little bit of perspective from your vantage point. But yeah, glad he's doing okay.
We couldn't tell if it was a cut. I mean, there was just blood everywhere. Like, man, he really got it there, didn't he?
So. Cooper, you jealous? You didn't get a broken nose in the last game of the year?
Not really. Like, when he fell over, he looked at me. He's like, is it broken? And I looked and it was bleeding from the top, not the bottom of the nose, and crooked. And I was like, no, you're good. I was probably wrong. But.
I thought maybe you're like, yeah, you look, your eyes are all big. It's no, you look fine. You can barely notice. Cooper, let's talk about your not just your season, but your career at Star Valley High School. You are a bit of a rarity. You had the opportunity to start to contribute even a little bit as a freshman. In fact, we were thinking about this. You had the game winner against Cody back when you were a freshman. And kind of talk about your career and how you feel like it kind of progressed and maybe some of the goals you had early on and where you finished up.
Well, yeah, I think just ever since I was little, I've always wanted to, play all 4 years. And then, going into my eighth grade year, I had the opportunity to come up and play in one of the summer tournaments with the high school. And at that point, I was like, oh, next year I gotta do all the work I can so that I can maybe play some varsity. And then that coming year, I did quite a bit of work during the summer and ended up starting playing for the sophomore team. And I played a few games there, a few games for the JV, and then probably about 3 weeks into the season, I got to play my first varsity game, and it was awesome. But I think I just started, freshman year, I was just a role player. I'd come in, give some good minutes, just play as hard as I can, and then sophomore year, in my mind, I came in thinking, I was like, oh, I had a pretty good season last year. This year's going to be my season. I got to do a lot. And then throughout the season, I had to learn to play my role even more because we had a lot of other good players on the team. And so I think learning to just play my role was super important that year. And then going into my junior and senior year, I got to take on a little more of the scoring responsibilities and hammering the ball and stuff. So I think it kind of just progressed good over my career.
Cooper, you mentioned kind of coming off the bench as a freshman, and you said, yeah, there were some pretty good players. That was a good team that year, man. I was just pulling it up. I mean, that was the Jacob Hodges, Luke Linford, Taft McClure, PJ Horsley was on that crew, Croy, Ridge. There were some studs on that team. Oh, yeah. And so it had to be a little bit intimidating, just a little bit, right, to be a freshman and playing with those guys. Tell us about how that group kind of welcomed you onto the court and then how that helped you develop your leadership now as you got older and went through the program.
Yeah, I would definitely just say, just giving me a chance, them and Coach Schwab, they allowed me to, play my game. I can remember Taft McClure, he's the one that passed it to me on that game winner against Cody. It's probably hard when you're a senior, that's your year. It's probably hard to trust a freshman, but I think it was really awesome how they just gave me a chance to come in and be able to do my thing. And then being a leader the next few years, I kind of just tried to help everybody else along the way because it's super important to continue to build the program. So all the younger kids, they're super important.
Coach Shumway, you have talked multiple times about this group of seniors and kind of their legacy of the program. Kind of touch on that because, I mean, we see them on game days. We see them on the weekends. You see them in the summer. You see him at, for hours a day at practice. You see him a lot more than everybody else. And so you have a much deeper perspective. Kind of touch on that with this group of seniors.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always a little bit of a special spot in your heart for seniors. You know, they give 4 years to your program and whatnot. And this group, you know, talk about just commitment. They never missed anything. They were to everything all summer. We had practice over the summer. They'd be there. We had open gym. They would be there. Practices were always competitive. They came and they brought it. They brought energy. Once in a while, I'd have to stoke the fire a little bit to bring some more energy, but they always responded really well to it. And aside from just the basketball side of it, just talk about a group of young men that are just really, really good young men. You know, they just treat each other with so much respect. They treat others with respect. They're really good, like Cooper said, to the younger kids in the program. They're just great examples and help bring them along. And they're a group that we'll really miss, but they've definitely left their mark on Star Valley basketball, and I'm just grateful to have been a part of it.
You know, when you talk about whether it's basketball or wrestling, football, whatever sport it is, and you go through the ups and downs of a season and the highs and lows, it really does take a solid group of leadership like that to get to keep everything together, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I really think we leaned on that at times this year, just the maturity of this group. We played a really tough early season schedule. We took some close losses to some really good teams. And without that maturity, it could have gone sideways really fast. But, you know, they knew what their goals were. They knew what they were capable of. And we were able to lean on that through those difficult moments.
Cooper, let's talk about that, because, you know, we started off with the Title I Classic clear back in December. You played some really good teams, some really big guys from there was Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint and Boise. Now that the season is over, how do you feel like a tournament like that and some of those early season games bookended and helped you out at the end of the season?
Well, I think especially since, like, our quadrant, like, I wouldn't say it's, like, the greatest quadrant ever, but I think just playing those teams at the beginning, like, obviously we know our end goals, and so, like, we knew that in regionals we're going to have to play, like, Kelly Walsh and Trona, Rock Springs, all those big teams. And so I think just playing those first, mainly those first 3 weekends with the one in Idaho Falls, Preston, and then against Mountain Crest and Skyview, I think that kind of just prepped us for regionals in the state. Like, shows us that we're gonna have to play on a higher level if we want to, like, make our goals.
Well, you guys certainly finished the season off on a high level. Let's talk about that last game. I mean, you know, before we went into the game, Dal and I are like, I think we have a shot at this. I think we could go into this game and these kids could beat Thunder Basin. It's like, absolutely could happen. We talked about some other games in the past that Star Valley's played against Thunder Basin that had kind of a flip result, if you will, in some of those previous games. And we're like, I think today we can actually get this one. And then we were not, however, expecting the running clock.
In the third quarter.
Yeah. In the third quarter, what clicked in that game? Or what was it that, obviously you knew it was your last game for all the seniors. What worked so well for the Braves in that one?
I mean, honestly, I think everybody's thinking, like, this is our last game. So, like, we had all the confidence in the world. Came out, like, Dylan hit a bunch of threes, Tate came off the bench, he started hitting threes, Zach was hitting threes, like, just everybody started scoring, and then, like, we realized, like, we can just keep going, and so it just carried out throughout the whole game.
Basketball can be that way, you know, it can be kind of a mean sport that way. Sometimes it's just not your day, and sometimes you guys get on the one end of that, and then obviously fate means that you got to get to be on the other side of it sometimes too. Talk about being able to bring home a trophy from the 4A class for the first time, a third-place trophy, because, you know, obviously everybody wants to win the state trophy. Everybody wants to win the champion. But most of the teams at state, you have to readjust your goals and then embrace that. Talk about that over the course of the tournament, because you guys beat a good Central team, obviously lost to Sheridan because they're the champs, but then bounce back and beat a good Thunder Basin team. Kind of talk about your emotions over the course of the weekend.
Well, yeah, I think we just went into it thinking that, like, we're going to have to play our best basketball, and then we played good the first day. We had some up and downs, and then going to Sheridan, we knew they were going to be super good, but, like, they came out and they kind of punched us in the mouth. And then after that game, we kind of just like said to each other, like coach said to us, he's like our season's not over. We want to end on a win. We want to be the first team to bring home a trophy from Star Valley in 4A. And so I think then that just carried into the next day, and like we realized like it's a great accomplishment because the 4A is really tough.
Well, Cooper, what's up next for you? What's coming up for you?
Well, I think I'm going to enjoy my spring. I don't think I'm going to do track. I still have the option because coach said I could come after spring break, but I'm still thinking about that. And then after that, I'm heading out in July on a mission to Uruguay, and we'll see what happens after that.
Play a little pickup in Uruguay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how they are down there.
Coach Shumway, what's kind of talk about what's what does an off season look like for a basketball coach?
We try to enjoy what we can get, but there's usually not much of an off season.
I was going to say, are you taking the spring off too, coach?
I wish. You know, already been getting questions about summer ball and stuff. So, you know, I've already started to piece that together. We enjoyed a few days off, but as much as you hate to move on from something as special as this last week, we still enjoy it, but simultaneously have to start, you know, piecing together what's going to happen in June and May for that matter. And, start building the next group.
You joined us on the broadcast, which after the Thunder Basin game, which I really appreciated because it was in the moment of the win and everything. So thanks for that. We had one of our camera ops track you down. But we asked you kind of what the state of the program is, and you mentioned your answer was it's moving forward, it's progressing, it's going in the right direction. And yeah, you're losing these seven seniors, but you look at the quality of players that you have waiting in the wings to step on the court and take over, and it's kind of exciting, actually, when you look at it.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. You know, it's not very often you have this big of a senior group. Usually they're smaller than this by the time you're seniors, and we have some really good players in the program right now that we're excited about of where they can be. The program is a bit moving forward. You know, the biggest thing is kids are familiar with the terminology, they're familiar with the concepts and whatnot, and so each year there becomes a little less teaching and a little more just playing and reacting. There's always new stuff that you introduce. You know, you can't ever stay the same, and each group is unique in its own way, but we're excited about what we have, and yes, there will be a learning curve. Like you say, when you graduate that much experience, there's going to be a learning curve, but we like where we are.
And you open back up at the Title I again next year, right? That's the season opener for you again?
Yep, we got the invite to come back. So
sweet.
See what we can do.
Awesome. That means maybe we can go too.
Yes.
Put a wig on Cooper and give him a different name.
There you go. Looper Can Caster.
That's what I was going to say. This is Looper Can Laster.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming in. Cooper, congratulations to you. Of course, we didn't ask about the 1,000 points. By the way,
I added them up, by the way.
Did you? Oh, you have a season
12,
career?
12, 19.
Okay.
Sweet. So that's all pretty right. Good. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. For those that don't know, Cooper does have a career in radio, by the way. He came in with his young men's group a few weeks ago, and we actually put Cooper on the air. Dow, you didn't even know this.
Another shark in the tank.
So as we let you guys go, here's Cooper Lancaster on the air. Coming out of a little Lenny Kravitz for you, which I had to tell him who Lenny was, and so I had to educate him a little bit there. But it's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.
That was Lady by Lenny Kravitz on Swift 98. This is Cooper Lancaster, and up next we got Little Talks by Monsters and Men on Starlight's hit music station.
Welcome to the Wild Press.